Volume 48, Number 4 of the Friend Magazine for April 2018. Contents. Stories and Features. From the First Presidency. Easter Testimonies from the First Presidency. Book of Mormon Buddies. Family Night Fun. Book of Mormon Reading Club. Trouble in Adventure Forest. Shine Your Light. Dare to Be Kind. Apostles Testify of Christ. Elder David A. Bednar. Prayer in the Checkout Line. Show and Tell. Friend to Friend. An Amazing Lesson. Elder Valerie V. Cordone. Lost and Found. Bugs for Brother Baugh. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. For Older Kids. For Older Kids. The Priesthood and Me. What's on Your Mind? Food and Fun. The Mormon Yankees, Part 1. A Long Shot. A High Five Example. Music. With Priesthood Power. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff. Furry Fun. Family History Quest. Old Testament Heroes. Rebecca. The Restoration and Me. Fun Stuff. Find It. Friend Junior. For Parents of Little Ones. Hi, Friends. Tara's Sabbath Day. Sunday is a Happy Day. Scripture Stories. Joseph Trusts God. Coloring Page. Jesus is Our Friend. End of Contents. Read by Dwayne Case.
Friends by Mail. A poem for the friend. It's something to cheer when life seems so blue. It's a safe place for my fears. Fun stuff's in there, too. When life seems it's broken, I know there is hope. You don't need a token. No need to mope. Don't worry, there's no limit to how old you can be. The friend is for everyone. It's for you. It's for me. Society, age 10, Montana, USA.
How we read the friend. We like to go on walks and family adventures with the friend. Alma, Linda, and Emily S., ages 10, 8, and 6, New York, USA.
Conference Creative Cuts. During General Conference, we used art from old friend magazines to make creative pictures. Joshua, Maylee, and Emma P., ages 11, 9, and 6, Idaho, USA.
Dear friends, April is a special month because we celebrate Easter. It's also when we celebrate the church being organized 188 years ago. On page 24, you can learn what that means to us today. Then you can read about a boy who got a priesthood blessing, page 8, and learn how we can all help the work of the priesthood. Pages 32 through 34. We hope you'll also like the new song on page 11, Love the Friend. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how.
End of Friends by Mail.
From the First Presidency. Easter Testimonies from the New First Presidency. President Russell M. Nelson. This Easter season, we can learn about his sacrifice, follow his teachings, and share his joy. Because he lives, we can know peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. President Allen H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Easter is a holy day. It is a good time to think about what it means to take the sacrament. Jesus Christ lived, taught, died, and rose again so that all of us might have eternal life. President Henry B. Eyring, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Easter reminds us of why we love Jesus Christ. The Savior promises that His faithful followers can become His beloved friends. He loves us. His arms are outstretched. I know that He lives. End of the article, Easter Testimonies from the New First Presidency, read by Wes Nelson. Book of Mormon Buddies by Christy Monson, based on a true story. I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. Tori swung her legs back and forth under her chair. Her stomach growled. She loved going to her new church, but sometimes she got a little hungry by the end.
What can we do to follow Jesus?
Sister Jameson asked the class. Tori put her feet on the floor. She sat up straight.
I want to follow Jesus,
she thought. Erica raised her hand.
We can read the scriptures.
That's a great idea. Our stake president just asked us to read the Book of Mormon every day,
Sister Jameson said.
Who will do that?
Everyone raised their hands high. Everyone except Tori. She raised her hand only halfway. Tori was a new member of the church, and the only member in her family. She had first learned about the church when her friend Erica invited her to primary. Tori still had a hard time reading the Book of Mormon on her own. It had lots of funny names in it, like Teancum and Anti-Nephi Lehi's.
I'm not sure if I can,
Tori told Erica.
I'll help you,
Erica said.
You can come to my house before school. My family reads scriptures right after breakfast. Then we can walk to school together.
Thanks,
Tori said. She was glad that Erica lived so close. Dad said it was okay, so every morning, Tori went to Erica's house before school. They read the Book of Mormon with Erica's family. Tori even tried reading by herself on the weekends. But then one day in soccer practice, Tori twisted her ankle. After a trip to the doctor, Mom helped Tori to the couch so she could rest. Then Tori called Erica with the bad news.
I hurt my ankle at soccer today. I have to use crutches for 2 weeks, and my mom has to drive me to school.
Tori swallowed. Her eyes stung a little bit.
I can't come over to read scriptures anymore.
Oh no, I'm so sorry,
Erica said.
I wish I could keep reading the Book of Mormon with your family.
Tori frowned at her foot. It was wrapped in white, sticky tape and propped on a chair in front of her. Erica was quiet for a moment. Then she said,
I have an idea. A way we can keep reading together.
How?
Stay by the computer before school tomorrow. You'll see.
The next morning, Tori got ready for school as fast as she could. But her ankle made it tricky. She got out her favorite green socks, but they wouldn't even fit on her foot. Tori hobbled to the living room and plopped into the chair by the computer. The computer made a beeping sound. It was a video call from Erica's family. Tori answered, and a blurry screen came up. Erica's face appeared.
We're ready,
Erica grinned.
Now you can still read with us every morning.
Tori opened her scriptures. She followed along as they read 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7.
I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded.
She smiled. She was doing what the Lord had commanded too.
Sidebar. If you are not reading the Book of Mormon each day, please do so. President Thomas S. Monson, 1927 through 2018. The Power of the Book of Mormon. Ensign, May 2017, page 86.
End of the story, Book of Mormon Buddies. Read by Kristen Hawkins, David Shaw, Salem Tullis, Margot Patello, and Wes Nelson. Family Night Fun. Here's an idea for family home evening. What other ideas can you come up with? Scripture activities. Read Book of Mormon Buddies on page 4, then try these activities for FHE. Bring objects to represent different scripture stories. See if your family can guess the stories. Sing a hymn or primary song together and read the scriptures at the bottom of the page. Draw scripture stories or act them out for others to guess. Watch a Bible video at biblevideos.lds.org. Scripture Study Lemon Crunchies. This crunchy snack is perfect for sharing with a scripture study buddy or the whole family. Be sure to get an adult's help. You'll need 5 cups of square rice cereal, 3/4 cup white chocolate chips, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon zest, optional, 1 cup of powdered sugar. Step 1. Pour the cereal into a large bowl. set aside. Step 2. Microwave the white chocolate chips and butter in a microwave-safe bowl until melted, stirring every 15 seconds. Stir in the lemon juice and lemon zest. Step 3. Pour the melted chocolate over the cereal. Stir until all the squares are covered. Step 4. Put the cereal mix into a large, sealable plastic bag. Add the powdered sugar, seal the bag, and shake well. Step 5. Spread the mix over waxed paper and let it cool before eating. More ideas. Read the story on page 27 and each write about an experience you've had with prayer. Send them to the friend. Play the Restoration Matching Game together, page 24. Is there a topic you'd like to learn about with your family? Go to lessonhelps.lds.org to find stories, activities, and media. End of this month's Family Night Fun, read by Wes Nelson.
Book of Mormon Reading Club. Join in by reading the Book of Mormon. Read on your own with your family or with a friend. Then tell us about it. See page 39 to find out how. This month's scripture, 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. Wherefore ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men.
I believe that the scriptures will tell you right from wrong, no matter what. Evelyn J., age 9, California, USA.
My family is reading the Book of Mormon. We are on Alma, chapter 30, verse 13 now. We take turns to read each verse. My dad and mom help me understand words and stories. Sometimes we role-play the stories. This is so fun. It helps me stay close to my family. Amaron I, age 7, Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
End of this month's Book of Mormon Reading Club. Read by Rena Nelson, Maya Reinwand, and Daniel McClellan.
Trouble in Adventure Forest by Heather Kirby, based on a true story. Heavenly Father doesn't always stop bad things from happening, but He helps us get through them. We do not have to see to know God's love is near. Children's Songbook, page 97. Tall pine trees flew past the car in a blur. Owen stared through the back window.
If I were Robin Hood, this would be the perfect hideout forest,
he thought. Mama drove while Uncle Eric helped with directions. They were going to a big family picnic at his great-uncle's house. Owen rolled down his window. The scent of pine filled his nose.
Yep, the perfect Robin Hood forest.
This place is so cool. Let's call it Adventure Forest.
Uncle Eric smiled.
I think you'll like it. There's a stream and plenty of woods for you and your cousins to explore.
Is there an evil sheriff waiting in the woods?
Uncle Eric laughed.
I'm not sure. Let me know if you find one, though.
The car stopped a little later, and everyone climbed out. Owen was itching to start exploring. He saw a small hill up ahead.
Can I go check out what's over that hill?
Mama nodded.
Just stay close enough that you can hear me.
Another car pulled up. Owen grinned as his cousin James hopped out.
James, wanna see what's over that hill?
Can we? Please?
James asked his parents. Soon Owen and James took off running. In no time, they reached the hilltop.
Let's race down,
James said. As they reached the bottom, Owen saw a pile of soft dirt at the bottom. He jumped right in, pretending he was Robin Hood, leaping into a wagon full of bad guys. Ouch! The tops of his feet felt like they were on fire. He jumped out, yelling in pain. Suddenly, Mama appeared. She grabbed Owen and ran for the nearby stream. Mama plunged his feet into the cold water, sandals and all.
What happened? All I did was jump in some dirt.
That wasn't dirt. It was hot ashes. Someone must have had a campfire last night and not put it out completely.
After Owen soaked his feet for a while, Mama carried him to his uncle's house. They found his cousin, who was a children's doctor. Dr. Mark put medicine on the burns and wrapped them. Then he and Uncle Eric gave Owen a priesthood blessing.
Not much of a Robin Hood adventure after all,
Owen thought as they drove home. That night at bedtime, Mama said,
Remember that Heavenly Father loves you.
Owen sat up in bed.
I know he does, but why did he let me burn my feet?
Mama sat next to him.
Heavenly Father doesn't always stop bad things from happening, but he helps us get through them. For example, I'm grateful I saw you from the hilltop right when you jumped into those ashes.
She ran a hand through Owen's hair.
Plus, Heavenly Father helped me know immediately that I should put your feet in the stream.
Mama and Owen talked about more things to be grateful for, like the priesthood blessing he got. Then Owen prayed. As he started listing what he was thankful for, he was surprised at how many things came to mind. Owen felt warm and happy. He knew Heavenly Father was listening. Owen hugged his mom.
I'm glad Heavenly Father loves me.
The author lives in Utah, USA.
Sidebar, I got sick when my dad was on a business trip. My mom called Brother Hellstrom and Brother Judkins, and they gave me a blessing. They told me that the priesthood was real and Heavenly Father could help me get better. I knew that I might not get better right away, but I would get well soon. I love the priesthood. Sienna P., age 8, Utah, USA.
End of the story, Trouble in Adventure Forest. Read by Shauna Thompson, Rena Wesson-Shannon Nelson, Gabriel Reinwand, and Miles McClellan.
Shine your light. Dare to be kind.
Hi, I'm Claudia, and I live in Australia. I shine my light by showing kindness to others. I stand up for others. A boy at school has a hard time learning. I stick up for him when people tease him, and I help him in class when he needs it. My teacher said this is the only year he feels a part of his class. My tiny teddy bear. When my teacher's uncle died, she was very sad. She doesn't know about the church, so I told her that Heavenly Father loves her. I made her a card and told her that she will see her uncle again. I gave her my special tiny teddy bear to help her through sad times. Lucky friends. My neighbor Olivia struggles with walking, talking, and hearing. Olivia's mom says that Olivia is lucky to have a friend like me. I am lucky too. Singing and the Holy Ghost. I like to sing songs from the children's songbook. My family says it helps them feel the Spirit. The Holy Ghost gives me a warm feeling inside.
How can you shine? Dare to make friends with someone who doesn't have many friends. Dare to help your neighbor. Dare to invite a friend to church. Dare to sing. Send us a star. Jesus asked us to let our light so shine before men. Matthew 5:16. How do you let your light shine? Send us a star with your story, photo, and permission. See page 39.
End of the article, Dare to Be Kind. Read by Chloe Patello and Gabriel Reinwand.
Apostles testify of Christ. As one of his servants, I declare my witness that Jesus is the Christ, our Redeemer and our Savior. I know that he lives and that his tender mercies are available to all of us. By Elder David A. Bednar, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Tender Mercies of the Lord, Ensign, May 2005, page 102. End of the article, Apostles Testify of Christ, read by Miles McClellan.
Prayer in the Checkout Line by Jane McBride and Marissa Dennis, based on a true story. Eli is busy playing with his dinosaur toys when his mom asks,
Eli, get your shoes on. We're going to the store.
Okay.
When Eli gets his shoes on, he meets his mom and three little brothers at the front door.
I need you to be a big helper at the store today.
When they get to the store, things start out just fine. But soon, the baby is crying, one of Eli's brothers is whining about not getting to buy something he wants from the store, and his other brother sitting in the front of the cart starts to cry too. Eli knows his mom is trying to get the shopping done, so he does his best to help by playing with his baby brother and by trying to calm his other brothers down. By the time they get to the checkout line, Mom is exhausted, and so is Eli. He says a quiet prayer in his heart.
Heavenly Father, please bless Mom. She's having a really hard time.
Immediately after his prayer, a kind woman in the front of the line turns around to Eli's mom and says,
"Would you like to go ahead of me?"
"Oh, thank you. That's so kind."
"No problem. I remember what it's like to have kids at the store."
Back at home, while he helps unload the groceries, Eli asks Mom,
"Why did that lady let us go ahead?"
"She saw that we were having a hard time and wanted to help."
He thinks to himself,
"My prayer was answered. Awesome."
Then Mom pulls Eli into a big hug.
"But she's not the only one who helped me. You helped me most of all."
End of the story, Prayer in the Checkout Line, read by Jane Wise, Enzo Patello, Charlene Stewart, and Wes Nelson.
Old Testament Heroes. Rebecca chose to be kind. The prophet Abraham wanted to help his son Isaac find a wife, so he sent a servant to search in a nearby land. The servant prayed and asked God to help him meet a righteous woman. Before he finished praying, Rebecca came. She asked if she could help get him water from the well. She even gave his camels water. It was hard work. The servant invited Rebecca to come with him to meet Isaac. Rebecca decided to marry Isaac. She was blessed for her kindness. Read about Rebecca in Genesis chapter 24. Mia L., age 8, in California, USA, drew a picture of Rebecca at the well, getting ready to give the camel a drink. Rebecca chose to be kind even when it was hard work. We can choose kindness too. Help someone who needs it. Write a thank you note to someone who was kind to you. Pray and ask Heavenly Father to help you notice someone who needs kindness. I can be kind by... End of the section, Old Testament Heroes. Rebecca, read by Jane Wise.
Show and Tell. I moved a year ago and haven't made any good friends yet. I'm dealing with a lot of emotions, but I can still be kind to others, even if I don't know them, because they might be having a hard time too. Marion G., age 11, Colorado, USA.
I helped my family at our garage sale to earn money for a hearing aid for my grandma. Braxton G., age 11, Utah, USA.
We are grateful that the gospel is the same all over the world. It takes 4 countries to make our stake, and we have church on Friday. Eli and Adrena S., ages 3 and 5, Qatar.
My family picks up new members of our ward to give them rides to church. We invite them to our home for family home evening, dinners, and holidays. We want the new members to feel welcome. Maxwell and Amaya H., ages 6 and 11, Norfolk, England.
Me and my mom are memorizing scriptures to help us hold on to the iron rod. We know this will help us make it safely to the Tree of Life. Eva S., age 7, Alberta, Canada.
I try to be a good example for my brother because he does everything I do. I enjoy learning at school and about the gospel. Nephi E., age 8, Santa Ana, El Salvador.
Children in the CTR 7 class of the Hyde Park 7th Ward, Utah, USA, love their primary teachers, Sister Fern Jensen and Sister Stephanie Penningill. Sister Jensen just turned 90. The children love her stories about growing up, riding a sleigh to school during the winter, and paying 50 cents to ride an airplane. What do you love about your primary teacher? Write and tell us.
I chose not to go to friends' birthday parties when they were on Sundays. My younger brother was invited to his first friend party and was sad that it was on Sunday. He told me that he followed my example of keeping the Sabbath day holy, even though it was a hard choice. John M., age 9, Texas, USA.
Other contributors to Show and Tell: Mayor R., age 8, Ontario, Canada. Tyson B., age 9, Utah, USA. Bailey T., age 8, Saskatchewan, Canada. Miles, Claire, Bruce, and Rose M., ages 2, 12, 6, and 10, North Carolina, USA. And Meghna R., age 7, Maharashtra, India. Find more art online at childart.les.org. End of this month's Show and Tell, read by Gabriel and Maya Reinwand.
Friend to Friend, An Amazing Lesson, by Elder Valeri V. Cordon of the 70. I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. When I was growing up in Guatemala, my family owned a factory that made uniforms for sports teams. My dad wanted the children in our family to learn to work hard. We helped him in the factory. I got in trouble a lot when I was little. I always seemed to break things. But when I was older, my dad let me take care of the machines. Dad paid us for the work we did. Then he would ask, "What are you going to do with your money?" I knew what the right answer was: pay my tithing and save for my mission. When I was about 13, our business lost a lot of money. We had to get rid of a lot of our machines. Instead of having 200 workers, we had fewer than 5. They worked in our garage at home. I had always paid my tithing, but I never really understood how important it was. Then I learned an amazing lesson. One Saturday morning, I heard my parents talking quietly. My dad told my mom that there was enough money to either pay tithing or buy food. There wasn't enough for both. I was worried. What would my dad do? On Sunday, I saw my dad hand an envelope to our branch president. He chose to pay tithing. I was glad he did, but I was also worried. What would we eat? The next morning, some people knocked on our door. They told my dad that they needed uniforms right away. Usually people paid us after the order was finished, but these people paid my dad that day, even before we had made the uniforms. In one weekend, I learned a beautiful lesson that has lasted me a lifetime. The law of tithing helps us build our faith and show our gratitude for Heavenly Father. Paying tithing is a blessing. From an interview with Linda Davies. End of the article, Friend to Friend, An Amazing Lesson, by Elder Valeri V. Cordon of the 70. Read by David Shaw.
The Restoration in Me. The restoration of the church began when Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ visited Joseph Smith in 1820. After that, other important things happened to bring Jesus Christ Church back to earth. Read these cards, glue them to paper, cut them out, and play a matching game. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ appeared to Joseph Smith, and now I know they have bodies like me. Joseph Smith translated the golden plates, and now I can read the Book of Mormon. John the Baptist gave the Aaronic priesthood to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. And now I can be baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Peter, James, and John restored the Melchizedek priesthood, and now I can have the gift of the Holy Ghost. The church was organized on April 6, 1830, and now I can go to church. Emma Smith collected songs for the church's first hymn book, and now I can sing the hymns. In the Kirtland Temple, Elijah gave Joseph Smith the keys to seal families, and now I can do family history and go to the temple. The Lord commanded early saints to pay a tithe of 10%, and now I can donate tithing and fast offerings. Aurelia Rogers started the primary association to teach children in her neighborhood, and now I can go to primary. End of the article, The Restoration in Me, read by Maya Reinwand.
Fun stuff, find it. Camila and Tomas, from page 10, have brought their dog walking surface to the dog park. Can you find all 5 dogs from page 10? Can you also find these hidden objects? A saucer, a fish, a book, a ring, a pencil, a rubber duck, a butterfly, an apple, a carrot, a net, a star, a banana, a heart, and a sock. Draw a dog. Draw some dogs of your own. Then add new strips to the fun stuff on page 10. End of Find It! Read by Shannon Nelson.
A True Story, written by you. Lost and Found, by Kale S., age 8, Virginia, USA. I know that Heavenly Father answers prayers. When my family lived in Germany, we went on a Volksmarch in our village. Volksmarch is where friends and neighbors enjoy time with each other by going on a nature walk together. My parents said that I could walk ahead of the group with one of my friends, and we started out on the long trail. After a few minutes, I could not see anyone in my family. I told my friend that I was going to stay on the trail and wait for them. Soon I could no longer see my friend or her family, and my parents still hadn't come. I was all alone in the forest, and I felt scared. I decided to say a prayer that someone would find me. In another part of the forest, my dad felt the Holy Ghost telling him, "Go look for your son." He felt how much I needed him, so he turned right around and told my mom that he was going to look for me. A few minutes later, my dad came running up the trail where I was waiting and found me. I was so glad to see my dad. When he told me about having a strong feeling that I needed help, I knew that Heavenly Father had answered my prayer. I am so glad to know that wherever I am, I can talk to Heavenly Father. He will help me find my way. End of the story, Lost and Found. Read by Gabriel Reinwand.
Bugs for Brother Ba, by Karen Ahlstrom, based on a true story. Teacher, do you love me? Teacher, will you care for me? Children's Songbook 178. Lisbeth stared out the car window on the way to church. There was a bug on the outside of the window. She grinned. Bugs were her favorite. Lisbeth had autism. Sometimes people with autism focus a lot on one thing. Maybe that's why she loved bugs so much. She couldn't get enough of them. Lisbeth loved when Mom told her scripture stories with bugs in them, like when God sent locusts to help Moses.
Oh, I almost forgot,
Dad said as he stopped at a red light.
The bishopric is being released today.
Lisbeth's eyes caught wide.
Brother Ba, too?
Yep.
I don't want Brother Ba to leave.
Lisbeth felt like crying. It was hard for her to deal with changes. She liked things to stay the same. Mom twisted around in her seat.
Oh, he's not leaving, sweetie. He just won't be in the bishopric anymore.
That made Lisbeth feel a little better.
Will he still be on the stand waiting for my pictures?
Not after today, but you can still see him at church.
Every Sunday, Lisbeth drew a picture for Brother Ba. It started one week when he visited Lisbeth's primary class. Lisbeth drew a praying mantis on the chalkboard of her primary classroom. She was sad she had to leave before it was finished. Brother Ba asked Lisbeth to draw a new picture for him on paper. She drew a bright red ladybug with black spots. Brother Ba liked it a lot. Lisbeth decided to draw a picture for him every week. Last week, she drew him a beetle. Before that, she drew an ant colony full of twisty tunnels.
Now it won't be the same,
Lisbeth thought.
What if Brother Ba doesn't want my pictures anymore?
She asked Mom and Dad.
I think he will. Remember when he brought you an ant lion from the desert?
Lisbeth nodded. That was a really cool bug. It caught ants in its trap. Dad parked the car, and they all got out. Mom put her arm around Lisbeth as they walked.
What if you draw an extra special picture for Brother Ba today? That way you can thank him for being your friend.
That was a good idea. Lisbeth tried to think of something special to draw. During sacrament meeting, the bishopric shared their testimonies. Brother Ba said everyone should make Jesus the center of their lives. That gave Lisbeth an idea. She got out her yellow crayon. First, she drew a big beehive. Then she drew some bees. Each one had wings, stripes, stingers, and even a proboscis, a long nose for drinking nectar. She had to hurry to finish her picture during the closing hymn. After the meeting, Lisbeth showed Brother Ba her picture.
Look! For bees, the hive is the center of their lives, and Jesus is the center of our lives. We are the bees, and Jesus is our hive.
Brother Ba gave Lisbeth a big smile.
That's wonderful, Lisbeth. Thank you. I hope you'll keep saying hello to me at church. I may not be in the bishopric anymore, but I still want to see your great pictures.
Lisbeth felt warm inside. She knew that Brother Ba put Jesus at the center of his life, too, and that he loved her, like Jesus did. She walked to her primary classroom humming like a bee. What could she draw next week? The author lives in Utah, USA.
End of the story, Bugs for Brother Ba, by Karen Alstrom, based on a true story. Read by Charlene Stewart, Ben Cummins, Kristen Hawkins, David Shaw, and Shannon Nelson.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's installment of Matt and Mandy, Matt is continuing his secret superhero, super helper work at home and in the neighborhood. First, Mom finds Mandy sitting on the couch and says,
"Thanks for sweeping the front walk so quickly after I asked you to."
Mandy is confused.
"Huh? I didn't do it. I was going to do it right after my homework."
We can hear quick footsteps racing up the stairs. Down the street at Mrs. Foster's house, Mrs. Foster notices someone has moved her trash cans.
"Huh. I don't remember taking the trash out to the street."
Matt zooms away, running down the street. Back in his bedroom hideaway, our hero slips out of his disguise. Once again, he becomes simply Matt Cooper, ordinary kid. He says to his chicken,
"Thanks for keeping my secret, trusty sidekick."
His chicken responds,
"Sidekick? Do I get a cape too?"
End of Matt and Mandy.
For older kids, what did one wall say to the other wall? See page 39. Service challenge. Pick up trash around your neighborhood. Make lunch bags for people who are homeless and deliver them with your family. Let your siblings choose what movie to watch or which game to play. Quick quiz. Which of these was not one of the plagues God sent to Egypt? See Exodus 8. A. Frogs. B. Lice. C. Flies. And D. Rats. See page 39. Dear Journal, write about your favorite rainy day memory. Draw it. Draw a swan from the number 2. I love going to church and learning about the Book of Mormon. I teach my grandma what is important. Like that Jesus came to America to teach and heal people because they needed to know of him and his love. Sophia R., age 10, North Carolina, USA. End of For Older Kids. Read by Chloe Patello.
The Priesthood and Me by Jordan Monson Wright, based on a true story. October 17, 2004. Today in primary, we talked about how Travis and Luke will become deacons next year. They'll be able to pass the sacrament then. But it made me wonder, why don't I get the priesthood too? October 18, 2004. We went to a corn maze for family home evening and got so lost. While we were walking around, I asked Dad about the priesthood. He said boys and girls have different responsibilities. He also said that whenever someone serves in a church calling, they're using priesthood power, both women and men. I didn't know that. November 1st, 2004. I couldn't focus on my homework today. Mom asked what was wrong. I guess I'm still wondering about the priesthood. She said when she has a question that doesn't have a clear answer, she puts it on the back burner of her mind. She doesn't ignore the question, but she doesn't let it crowd out all the things she does understand. She has the faith to wait for answers, and she trusts that Heavenly Father knows what's best. That's okay, I guess, but I hate waiting. November 2nd, 2004. A cool thing happened today. Mom said maybe I should pray about my question, so I went to my room and asked Heavenly Father to help me understand why boys get the priesthood and girls don't. I can't even explain what happened next. I felt warm all over. I think Heavenly Father was trying to tell me that He loves me just as much as He loves Travis or Luke or my brothers or anyone. I felt so happy. And when I get old enough to have a church calling, I'll be using priesthood power too. December 1st, 2004. Auditions for the school play are tomorrow. I'm so nervous. What if I forget my lines? Mom said I could ask Dad for a blessing, and he blessed me to not feel too nervous in the play. I feel a little better now. Dad told me that giving a blessing is an act of service for someone else, just like everything else we do at the priesthood. He said that when he needs a blessing, he asks our home teachers. I'd never thought about it that way. March 20th, 2005. I'm 12 now. My birthday was pretty crazy because it was also the last performance for the play. I only forgot one line. So today was Sunday, and I had my first meeting as part of the Beehive presidency. We talked about what we can do to help Sarah feel comfortable at church. I had no idea. Then I remembered what the bishop had said when he set me apart for my new calling. He said that God would help me know the needs of the girls in my class. When I remembered that, I had an idea of an activity that Sarah might like. March 27, 2005. Sarah loved our activity on Wednesday and even came to church today. Travis and Luke are both passing the sacrament now. I think I understand what Dad meant about all of us having different jobs. We use priesthood power in different ways, but we all serve each other.
January 1st, 2018. Hello, old journal. I'm 24 now, and wow, I've learned a lot. I understand way more about the priesthood now than I did when I was 12. If you're looking for answers, don't stop. Heavenly Father and Jesus love you and want to bless you. End of the article. The Priesthood and Me, by Jordan Monson Wright. Read by Eden Reinwand and Lindsay Hepworth.
What's on your mind? Is the priesthood just for men and boys? Asking in Aberdeen.
Dear Asking, definitely not. Heavenly Father blesses both women and men, girls and boys, through the priesthood. And both women and men use priesthood authority to help with God's work. The Friend. How the priesthood blesses everyone. Blessings when we are sick or need comfort. Baptism. Gift of the Holy Ghost. Sacrament. Temple ordinances. Women and men who serve us in church callings and in the temple. How can I help in the work of the priesthood? For a fun crossword puzzle, go to page 34.
End of the article, What's on Your Mind? Read by Daniel McClellan and Kristen Hawkins.
Food and fun. Pizza with a twist. Try out this recipe for dinner or a snack. Be sure to get an adult's help. Ingredients you'll need. 2 cups shredded zucchini. About 1 zucchini. 2 cups shredded mozzarella cheese. 2 eggs beaten. 1/4 cup of flour. 1/2 cup shredded Parmesan cheese. 1 teaspoon dried oregano. 1/4 teaspoon salt and pizza sauce. Step 1. Squeeze out as much water as you can from the shredded zucchini. Step 2. Mix together the zucchini, eggs, flour, oregano, salt, and half of the mozzarella and Parmesan. Step 3. Divide the mixture into 4 parts on a greased baking sheet. Spread each part so that it is flat like a crust. Step 4. bake at 450 degrees Fahrenheit or 230 degrees Celsius for 10 to 14 minutes, or until the crust starts to turn brown. Step 5. Cover the crusts in sauce and the rest of the cheese. Bake at 400 degrees Fahrenheit or 205 degrees Celsius until the cheese is melted, about 8 to 10 minutes. Enjoy! Puppet Pals, what story can you tell about a dog, a bunny, a bird, and a spider? Use these shadow puppets to put on a show for your family. Just turn off the light and have someone shine a flashlight on your hands during the show. End of Food and Fun. Read by Margo Patello.
The Mormon Yankees, Part 1. A Long Shot by Jessica Larson, based on a true story. When Elder Condy gave up basketball to go on a mission, he didn't know if he would ever play again. Utah, USA, 1954.
What's up, Coach?
Delisle said.
Come in,
Coach Gardner said.
Sit down.
Delisle Condy walked into his coach's office and pulled up a chair. He held his red basketball jersey in his hands. It was almost time for practice.
I hear you're going on a mission. Let me show you something.
He turned on the projector. Delisle blinked in surprise. Coach often showed films of other teams playing, but these were pictures of palm trees and beaches.
This is Hawaii. The team's going there next year. You're going to miss it.
I know, but I've already decided. A mission is the right thing to do.
Suit yourself, but if you go, I don't think you'll ever play basketball again.
Delisle looked at his jersey.
I love basketball, but some things are more important.
Good luck, then.
Coach sighed.
Now get to practice. You're not a missionary yet.
A few months later, Elder Delisle Condy got on a ship in San Francisco, California, USA. It was 1955, and missionaries often traveled by boat back then. 3 weeks later, the ship arrived in Sydney, Australia. There, Elder Condy took an overnight train to Melbourne. Two elders were waiting for him.
Wow, you're a tall one,
Elder Johnson said.
You'd have been a great Mormon Yankee. What's that?
Elder Condy asked.
More like what was that? Missionary teams used to play in local basketball leagues. It was a way to help people get to know about the church. One of the teams was called the Yankees, but we don't do it anymore. That's okay. That's not why I came on a mission. Well, let's get to the office. It's time to meet President Bingham, our mission president.
President Bingham assigned Elder Condy to Tasmania, an island near Australia's southern coast. There weren't many Latter-day Saints there. In fact, in all of Australia, there were only about 1,200 church members. Elder Condy soon met lots of friendly Australians, but most weren't interested in discussing the gospel. What they did want to talk about was the Olympics.
Why are so many people interested in the Olympics?
Elder Condy asked. His companion grinned.
The games are coming to Melbourne next year. It's a chance to put Australia on the map. Besides, lots of people are sports crazy already. I think that's why the Mormon Yankees were so popular. I wonder if they'll ever do that again.
At the same time, 200 miles away in Melbourne, two men were discussing exactly that. The coach of the Australian Olympic basketball team sat across the desk from President Bingham.
We need your help, he said.
I know you used to have teams called Mormon Yankees. Some of your missionaries were pretty good. With the Olympics coming, it's a long shot that Australia will win any games. We need to practice against players with talent and experience. Some friendly practice games will help people know more about your church, and they will help us get ready for the Olympics. Can you put a Mormon Yankees team together one more time?
After the meeting, President Bingham found one of his assistants.
Bring Elder Condy back to Melbourne. Missionaries will still be missionaries, but we're going to help Australia prepare for the Olympics. And I'll need Elder Condy to help choose a team.
To be continued.
End of Part 1 of The Mormon Yankees, A Long Shot. Read by Scott Christopher, Ben Cummins, Wes Nelson, and Casey Wayman.
A true story written by you. A high five example. By Lily Kay. Age 10, Florida, USA. One morning at my school, my class was on its way to music class. Some kids from another class were sitting against the wall waiting for their teacher. These kids were in an important class. It was a class for students with disabilities. As I got closer to them, I noticed that they were trying to give the kids in my class high fives. But no one in my class would high-five them because they looked a little different. But as I passed them, I gave them all high fives. When I looked behind me, I noticed that other kids in my class were high-fiving them too. That made me feel good. End of the story, A High-Five Example. Read by Maya Reinwand.
For parents of little ones, we believe in God, the Eternal Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost. Articles of Faith 1, verse 1. This simple article of faith teaches wonderful, eternal truths, but young children can easily get confused about who the members of the Godhead are and the role each one plays in our life. Here are some ideas to help your little ones better understand the Godhead. Show them a picture of the first vision and talk about it. Joseph Smith saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. They are two people. And look, do you see their eyes, mouths, hair, and hands? They have bodies like us. When your child prays, point out that they're talking to their Father in heaven. When they choose the right, they're following Jesus. When they have happy feelings after making a good choice, those feelings come from the Holy Ghost. Some hear Holy Ghost and think of a scary ghost. Use something comforting, like a blanket to cuddle together as you explain. We can't see the Holy Ghost, but we can feel Him like a warm blanket around our heart. Heavenly Father sends the Holy Ghost to help us. Use this action rhyme to help them remember what they've learned. I pray to my Heavenly Father, fold arms. I follow Jesus by choosing the right, walk in place. The Holy Ghost can comfort me and help me feel warm and light. Wrap arms around yourself in a hug. You can read past letters at friendfplo.lds.org. End of the article. For Parents of Little Ones. Read by Charlene Stewart.
Hi, friends. Walt, Ariana, and Abram, ages 2, 6, and 1, North Carolina, USA, said, "We helped a grandpa with his wife who couldn't get around well. We sat with her so he could grocery shop. We sang primary songs, and she liked us." Braden, age 3, Virginia, USA, said, "I shine my light by sharing my food." Ben, age 5, Somerset, England, said, "I like to play at the park and remember to treat others with kindness." Giselle, age 5, Arizona, USA, said, "When I go to church, I feel love." End of the article. Hi, friends. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Tara Sabbath Day by Jennifer Maddie. After church, Tara puts away her shiny shoes. She looks at her Book of Mormon picture book. She draws a picture to send to her auntie. While Dad and Mom make dinner, Tara plays with her baby brother. Then she sets the table. "Tara, thank you for helping our family have a happy Sabbath day," says Dad. End of the story, Tara Sabbath Day. Read by Ocean Botello.
Scripture Stories. Joseph Trusted God by Kim Webb Reed. Joseph had 11 brothers. His father gave him a beautiful, colorful coat. God told Joseph that he would lead his brothers. Joseph's older brothers were angry. They didn't want Joseph to be their leader. They sold him to people going to Egypt, and he became a slave. Joseph worked hard. He made good choices, even when people lied about him and put him in prison. Even during the hard times, Joseph trusted God, and God was with Joseph. Joseph became a leader in Egypt. When he got older, he helped lead his family, just like God said he would.
I can trust God like Joseph did. I can choose the right. God will be with me no matter what. End of Scripture Stories. Joseph Trusted God. Read by Rena Nelson.
Jesus is Our Friend by Heather J. Johnson, based on a true story. One day, Carson went to the doctor's office with his mom. Carson and mom sat next to a lady in the waiting room. She had a baby with her. Carson said hello to the lady. He said hello to the baby. Carson loved making new friends. Carson found a book with stories from the Bible. He showed it to his mom. Then he showed it to his new friend.
"Will you read me a story, please?"
Carson asked the lady.
"I want to read this Jesus book."
The lady smiled at Carson and nodded. She looked at the book.
"Do you like books about Jesus?"
she asked Carson. Carson nodded.
"Yes, Jesus is my friend."
Carson looked up at the lady.
"Are you Jesus's friend?"
The lady thought for a second.
I guess he's my friend. I've never thought about it."
"Well, you could be friends with Jesus because he loves you. I like reading stories about Jesus because he loves me."
The lady flipped through the book.
"I used to read the Bible sometimes. I should read it again."
"If you follow Jesus, then you'll be happy. If you follow the bad guys, you won't be happy."
Just then, the nurse came to get the lady and her baby. Carson waved goodbye. The lady smiled and waved back. Carson felt happy. He liked talking to people about Jesus. The author lives in Idaho, USA. End of the story, Jesus is Our Friend, read by Kara McClellan, Charlene Stewart, and Sean Nelson.